For instance, you can calculate a bond potential like this. And how this is done is that we're using the Born-Oppenheimer approximation. We just put the two nuclei at a certain distance apart from each other. We calculate the molecular orbital that has the lowest energy, and that's the energy in this plot for that distance between the atomic nuclei. Now we move them a little closer together, we calculate the energy again, and we get the second point on this plot. So it's a lot of work computationally, because you have to keep solving this problem and moving the nuclei. But that's how you get a bond potential. And from it, the energy between zero, where they're completely, so at zero energy, far to the right, the molecule is taken apart. So the two atoms, let's say we have two. I'm looking at diatomic molecule to get a bond potential like this. So you take two atoms and put them very far apart. That's over here in the diagram. And the energy goes to zero. And then we bring them back closer together, and there's the binding energy you can read off this chart. Because at the minimum, you've got the binding energy. And the bond length is this point here at the minimum. So we've got the binding energy and the bond length for this bond in the molecule. And then if you want to know at what frequency it's going to vibrate, there's an energy potential here. It's like a harmonic oscillator near the bottom. Close to the minimum, the energy rises like a harmonic oscillator. And out of that, you can calculate the effective spring constant at the bottom of this. We know the masses of the two atoms in the molecule. And then you can calculate the vibrational energy levels like this. So just by being able to calculate the energy, we can calculate the bond strengths and the bond lengths for different molecules.